This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Nankara didn't agree with the idea that works of music were expected to change when interpreted by a human performer, whereas other works of art, like sculpture or painting, were not expected to change.
A player piano is able to play with accuracy and consistency. There are getting limits on speed, how many notes you can play at once, or complex rhythms. Human performance, however, enables gesture, nuance, variety, phrase. Tonight we will explore the roles of performer, the audience, and the music. We have transcribed selected works of Nan Carroll that were composed for the piano role, but we will play them at the piano with that. We'll play them. We will also play some solo piano works that were intended to be played by humans, and we will also play some other piano roles without transcribed versions.
So, actually, this event has really evolved since it was first conceived, and it wouldn't have been possible without some really great people. I first need to thank the composer Wolfgang Heisig in Germany. He, among many other accomplishments, he's built a device that can generate player piano rolls from electronic files, and he was able to provide the player piano rolls for our event today. And as far as the actual player piano, we really need to thank Rex Lawson, who is the world's premier pianola player, and he actually took an interest in our event and sent us to talk with Richard Grohman, who is a Philadelphia-based player piano dealer, and was able to intercept this 1911 Technola for our event today. We also need to thank the musicologist and composer Kyle Gann, who also having written probably the best book on Nankara's music, really showed us the right directions and the avenues for finding what we needed to, and provided the MIDI files for study number 20, which he then sent to Wolfgang Heisig and made the study number 20 piano roll. And we'd also like to thank, finally, John Khalifa, the New York-based composer who lent us his copy of Sibelius to make these transcriptions. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
piano only. There are several of them have been published in the form of durations written out by Soundings Press, and we actually use the duration information to generate these piano forehand arrangements. We actually measured it with a metric ruler and digitized by eye in a process that took time that we won't get back.
This particular study is a 122-note canon in seven voices. Each voice is doubled by an octave, and it's all in the whole notes. Also, each voice covers all of the 12 tones. So we're playing the whole span of the keyboard. And though you can't hear all of the intricate internal structure, what we're left with is an unpredictable progression of a wide array of harmony.
Thank you.
studied in durations. Its main feature is how long a note is sustained and how long the silence is in between the notes. So when you typically will hear a progression of notes like this, you're going to hear a lot of this in this case.